Welcome to SoundBits, a podcast, an exploration of what's not said or clearing up what's misunderstood. Hi, it's Kim. Let's get started. Welcome, everyone. Today, my guest is Kirsten Carey. How are you doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, it's good to see you here.
You know, it's just how can we find more consistency in this world that it seems just going sideways faster than I ever remember it? And I'm in my 50s. So, you know, how do you find consistency during these times that are uncertain in a way that I don't remember them being quite this certain for?
Oh, I love that. I'm the consistency queen. And, you know, it's really funny you bring up uncertainty. And I say all this because it's all about consistency that keeps us just moving forward, I believe. So if we keep a consistent daily schedule routine for ourselves, we will then be able to move forward in health, right? In wellness, in, you know, financial freedom, whatever, all those different value propositions.
Right.
So if we don't structure it in consistent ways, we then let something else pull us sideways.
Right. I mean, everything's a cycle, right? So, you know, people are panicking about what they don't understand right now. I'm like, but it always comes back around. So if you understand that there's cycles to everything and there's patterns in everything, the question is, if you thought you were in an up pattern, but you were really in a down pattern, now what? You know, and people aren't ready for that because they're living, you know, moment to moment, which is lovely, but there is a, can we see the pattern and the cycle moving forward?
Yeah. And that is the biggest thing. You know, I used to go into companies and I'd do gap assessments and I'd be able to actually pull together patterns, right? What's actually happening here? And then I'd say, here's the gaps and here's my recommendation. That's really all I did for the four weeks I'd come in. Could take it or leave it. And they usually took it. And then they'd say, can you stay on longer?
Yeah, because they don't see what's happening because they can't see from the outside, which is where most people are, right? They're stuck in their everyday thought process and they can't see it from outside of themselves. So it seems really simple to those of us who come from the outside and say, well, obviously this is the pattern and here are the broken pieces and here are the gaps. But some people are like, what do you mean? Because when you're in it, it's hard to see those pieces.
Yeah. I love that you have butterflies. So tell a little bit more about why you have so many butterflies around you. I love butterflies.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I do a lot of work with people on shifting thought process. And I did it through health and wellness. And I helped people reverse autoimmune disease for 15 years. And then I got back into marketing and sales, which is what I was in for many years. But I learned about this process that butterflies, well, obviously caterpillars go through, but there's something that they teach in medical school called imaginal cells. And they're the cells that are in the caterpillar that they're born with that gives them the belief that they should go through the metamorphosis process. So they liquefy completely, right? And they go into these cocoons, completely liquefying, completely changing their state, breaking down everything. But these imaginal cells have been what's driving them to believe that they're going to come out the other side in butterfly form. So they just keep going and they keep moving. And we actually have those imaginal cells. And if you think of the word imagine, if you can imagine yourself to be whatever it is you really want, whether it's the financial stability, a bigger business, a better business, whatever you're looking for, you have that ability, but you have to imagine it and see it so that you're being driven by or pulled by that imaginary place, which isn't made up. And that's where I think people don't understand. And we break our children of no longer having their imaginations, and we break them of that, and we don't know how to get into that space. So there's actually another pattern that if people were in and they were seeing the other side and they were believing and they were being pulled by it, they would end up there, regardless of some of the choices they were making, they would be pulled into it. So when I see the butterfly, it's so fascinating to me because the caterpillar had to believe long enough to literally destroy themselves to come back around. So
yeah. I love that. Keep talking. I love it.
So if people can get into that space every day, whether it's their health, their business, they see that and they pattern themselves and they allow themselves to be pulled. And that doesn't mean you're just like flailing and being pulled forward. But if you have this belief and you feel it, it's coming from a literal biological place in who we are. So when I was working with people to reverse autoimmune disease, or I'm working with people to help them build their business, sell more effectively, be more effective for their clients and get better results for them, if they understand this process, process, they will get there. It's just a matter of time. It's not the the tactic or the trick or the process some of the times, it's the belief. And if you can't see the other side, and that was whether I was helping people reverse health or helping them reverse the direction of their business, you're not going to get there because it's the destination. It's like going on a trip and saying, I'm just going to get in the car and start driving and not know where you're going. Wherever you go, wherever you drive, you're going to end up somewhere, right? But if you have the vision and you have the knowledge and you have the destination, you will get there.
I love that. And in fact, there's a difference between, I call it woo-woo. Denigrating that. There's it, you know, and I live in the space of defining the vision, being very clear on that, and then getting more clear and certain about it, because that changes a lot with as you're stepping through the process, coming back to that regularly as a consistent, right, consistent manner where you're checking and balancing in a way. And then putting a plan to make that happen is the consistency piece that you were talking consistency. But it's always about the belief, which is waking up to that belief, which is the thing that I believe that's actually sometimes missing. Like, we're not believing or we're not trusting. And there's those words, right? So tell me a little bit more about that.
There's believing, and it will hit you on either side. If you believe you're not worthy, if you believe that people won't pay, I hear that all the time from my clients. People aren't willing to pay. People don't have the money. I'm like, that's nonsense. There are people out there with money, but there are also people who believe they don't have, or they don't have the value for what it is that you're doing, or haven't shown the value. But if you don't believe you're worth whatever it is that you're charging, you don't believe there are people out there that are willing to pay, you don't believe that you have a business that's viable, that's true. But if you believe that there are people out there and you hang out with people who have the proof that there are people out there that pay, that belief gets stronger, and then that becomes true. So wherever we believe is actually where we get led. So if you go to a room of five other people who have done the very thing that you were trying to do, the chances of you doing that thing are higher because your belief goes higher. Your normalcy that is true goes higher. You hang out with people who've never done what you did. They don't believe it's possible. They're fearful for you. They're all the things that are the opposite of what you're trying to do. The chances are really low that you're going to get there. So our belief a lot of times is so internal, based on who we're spending our time with or what we're spending our time. What are you watching on TV? What are you reading? What podcasts are you listening to? Right?
No one can see the chill going down my back. That's amazing. That hit a chord. So here's the thing. I'm all about inner circle and who you come with. And you're always shifting that, because when you shift your identity, because you're shifting, you're really believing in something, which is a different shift, right? Then you shift your identity in your inner circle. Some you keep, some you dismantle, some you change entirely, which is always grief, which I teach as well, because you're grieving the loss of those communities.
Yes. Yes. And grief is a big deal. A lot of people, I don't think, appreciate how deep grief can go and how simple it can be. Most people think grief, someone died in my life and then I have grief. No, you grieve different sections of your, even when you're up leveling, you have to grieve the place that you're walking from or you're leaving, or the idea that I believed I would be here by now and I'm not. There's a grief component to that. And we saw a lot of illness that came out of grief. So a lot of people with lung issues, skin issues, lower digestive issues come from that vibration of grief that literally sits in the cells and tissues of your body. So if you're in a grieving standpoint, you don't know how to release that, you won't move to the next level because you're carrying that literal weight within your system.
Yeah. And in fact, you know, I teach people to live in that space of grief for a while, because you know, some people step over it. When you step over it, you have to come back and heal from it, because you stepped
up. It's still there. Even if you stepped over it, you need to learn how to dissolve it and process and be with it. And being with stuff like that sometimes is really hard to people. And then they try to numb it or ignore it or step over it. And sometimes you just got to be with
it. Yeah, I love it. So if there's one thing to leave the audience today, what is it?
To start being more conscious of where your time and your vision is being spent. So with whom are you spending it? Watching the books, even the TV shows that we watch, if they are continuing to reinforce that people are bad or businesses fail or whatever your piece is, there's a lot of health related stuff out there that's telling you that you just have to stay and do whatever and just be sicker, things like that. What are you paying attention to? Because whatever you're seeing outside of yourself is having an impact on your internal, and whatever you're feeling internally is reflecting back to where you tend to spend your time. So get on purpose about that and do an audit of who and what and where you're spending your time and what that's reflecting back to you.
I love it. Do it on purpose, right? I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kira, for your time. We're going to do it again sometime.
Thank you.
And there you have it, sound bits, little bits of information. What's said may shift your perspective. Until next time.